侍奉是一种的付出。
Servitude is a type of giving.
所以我们也需要不断的来领受。
That's why we also need to continue to receive.
所以今天下午我们一起来学习追求充满的侍奉。
This afternoon, we'll learn to pursue a servitude of fullness.
我们在特别在几个方面，我们追求能够充满。
And on certain aspects, we need to pursue fullness.
箴言告诉我们说，我们人一生的果效是从心来发出。
And Proverbs tells us that the issues of our life springs from our heart.
侍奉不但是外在上看得见的这些作为。
And servitude is not only the things that we can see.
神更看到我们里头的内心。
But God also sees what's in our hearts.
所以第一个我们这个追求被神的爱来充满。
So first, we'll pursue to be filled with God's love.
我们请看以弗所书第三章。
Let's read Ephesians chapter
3. 以弗所书三章十九节。
Ephesians chapter 3, verse 19.
十九节，知道这个爱是过于人所能测度的，叫神一切所充满的充满了你们。
19. To know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God.
神最伟大的地方就是他的爱。
What is the greatest about God is his love.
神很多的作为都跟这个爱有关系。
And many of his works are related to love.
所以我们在侍奉上，我们一定要常常被神的爱来充满我们。
So in servitude, we must be all, constantly be filled with God's love.
有神的爱充满我们，就好像被一切来充满了我们。
When the love of God fills us, we are filled with everything.
那如何能够被神的爱来充满？
So how can we be filled with God's love?
常常在我们的生活当中我们来数算神的恩典。
So in our life, we need to count God's blessings.
不但我们自己数算，我们也跟弟兄姐妹一起来分享神的爱。
We don't just count them ourselves, but we share with brothers and sisters.
所以十八节说，就能够跟众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等长阔高深。
Verse 18, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height of God's love.
被神的爱充满不是只有我们个人的体验而已。
To be filled with God's love is not only a personal experience.
我们每一个个人其实是很渺小的。
All of us individually were very small.
我们对神的爱的体验跟了解其实只是一小部分。
So our experience and understanding of God's love is only a small part.
只凭着我们个人的体验跟认识，我们只能够认识神一小部分的爱。
So with our own experiences and understanding, we can only understand a small part of God's love.
所以我们要跟弟兄姐妹一起来认识明白神的爱。
So we need to study and understand God's love with brothers and sisters.
所以要被神的爱充满，一样的少不了我们周遭的弟兄姐妹。
So to be filled with God's love, we need our brothers and sisters around us.
我们常常彼此有团契，彼此有交通。
And many times we have fellowship and communications.
有时候我们只是分享一下对圣经我们的了解。
And sometimes we share our knowledge in the Bible.
那圣经其实常常在讲的就是神的爱。
And Bible talks about God's love.
有时候我们分享一下生活当中的遭遇的事情。
Sometimes we share our experiences in our life.
这当中其实都充满着神的爱跟神的作为。
And it's all filled with God's love and His works.
所以如何被神的爱来充满？
So how can we be filled with God's love?
跟弟兄姐妹一起来明白神的爱。
To understand God's love with brothers and sisters.
有神的爱充满我们，我们才能够有更多的付出。
When we are filled with His love, then we can give more.
大家都被神的爱充满。
When everyone is filled with God's love.
我们就很容易的能够合而为一。
Then we can be united.
那再请看以弗所书四章的十三节。
Let's read Ephesians chapter 4, verse 13.
以弗所书四章十三节
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 13
只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一认识神的儿子得以长大成人满有基督长成的身量
13 till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God to a perfect man to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ
在这里又提到说我们要能够被能够满有基督长成的身量。
Here it says we can have the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
哦，就是被基督的这个身量来充满，充满，也就是说，啊，被主耶稣基督来充满。
It is to say to be filled with Christ.
那这个跟几个事情有关系。
And it pertains certain many things.
啊，第一个跟道理有关系。
First, the truth.
啊，第二个跟对主耶稣的认识有关系。
Second, the understanding of Lord Jesus.
哦，那同样的。要认识道理，要认识主耶稣，也是要弟兄姐妹。
To know the truth and to know the Lord Jesus, we also need our brothers and sisters.
哦，那目标就是有基督长成的身量。
And the purpose is to have the measure of the stature of fullness of Christ.
啊，其实也就是保罗在加拉太书四章所说的，基督成形在我们的心中。
It is in Galatians chapter 4 when Paul says to have Christ in us.
也就是说，我们被主耶稣基督的这个、啊、特性来充满我们。
So we are filled with the features of Lord Jesus Christ.、
那有其中有一样我特别要提出来的。
And I want to point out one thing.、
哦、就是主耶稣的顺服。
The submission of Lord Jesus.、
哦、这是主耶稣一个最成熟的一个我们需要有的一部分。
It is the most mature part of Lord Jesus that we must have.
哦，主耶稣在传福音工作的当中，他不断的来表达出他对天父的顺服。
In the ministry of Lord Jesus Christ, he often talks about his submission to the Father.
啊，主耶稣最大的牺牲、最大的侍奉，哦，就是钉十字架这件事情。
And his greatest servitude and greatest sacrifice is when he was nailed on the cross.
哦，那钉十字架的这件事情里头，啊，我们必须要去学习的就是主耶稣的顺服。
And in his crucifixion, we need to learn from his submission.
所以保罗说，主耶稣基督他是卑微自己，那顺服至死。
And that's why Paul says the Lord Jesus Christ humbled himself and submit to death.
所以今天我们有没有基督长成的身量？
So today, do we have the stature of Christ?
我们是不是一个成熟的基督徒？
Are we a mature Christian?
我们是不是被主耶稣基督充满？
Are we filled with Christ?
那就看我们是不是一个顺服的人。
We can tell from whether we're submission or not.
我们对所查好的圣经，我们能不能顺服
？As we study the Bible, can we submit to the Bible?
我们对神的旨意是不是能够顺服
？Can we submit to the will of God?
我们对教会的安排，我们是不是能够顺服
？Can we submit to the arrangement of the church?
就是纵然在家庭里头，我们是不是过着彼此顺服的生活
？In our families, do we lead a life of submission.
因为这个就是要侍奉的一个很重要的充满。
Because we need to be filled with submission in our servitude.
好，再请看哥林多前书十五章。
Let's read First Corinthians chapter 15.
哥林多前书十五章第十节。
First Corinthians chapter 15 verse 10.
第十节，保罗说：“然而我今日成了何等的人？是蒙神的恩才成的，并且他所赐我的恩不是突然的。”我比众圣徒格外的劳苦，这原不是我，乃是神的恩与我同在。
Verse 10, Paul says, But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace toward me was not in vain. But I labor more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me.
保罗他静下来，他回头看。
When Paul calmed his heart, he looked back.
让他觉得非常奇妙，非常惊讶的，我今日成了。成了何等的人
？He found it very amazing that he was what he was.
对他自己，对很多人来讲，这都是所谓的不可能。
To himself, to others, it was impossible.
一个逼迫基督徒的人，成为一个传福音的人。
Because he persecuted Christians, but he became a preacher.
一个迫害基督徒的人，现在因为做基督徒而被迫害。
He was persecuting Christians, but now he was persecuted because he was a Christian.
一个以前很努力要得着神的义的人，现在真的得到了神的义。
In the past, he wanted to obtain the righteousness of God, but now he has obtained.
他现在对永生是非常的有把握。
He is very sure of his salvation.
他说我成了何等的人。
He says, I am what I am.
他现在可以不断的在服侍神。
He can continue to serve God.
他可以不断的来传福音。
He can continue to preach the gospel.
他可以在教会的生活里头继续不断的在侍奉。
He can continue to serve in the life in church.
真的照他这里所说的，他是比别人格外的辛苦。
So as he said, he labored more abundantly than they all.
他真的是付出很多。
He gave a lot.
甚至也到了那种牺牲的地步。
He was sacrificing a lot.
真的，保罗最后他也是为了侍奉他来牺牲他的生命。
In the end, Paul, for his servitude, he martyred and for his life.
同样的，他能够继续的付出，因为他有继续不断的领受。
He can continue to give because he was still receiving.
他常常跟弟兄姐妹来分享神的作为。
Many times he shared with brothers and sisters the works of God.
他常常回想数算自己的恩典。
And he looked back and counted his blessings.
所以他被神的爱所充满。
So he was filled with God's love.
那他也不断的在学习主耶稣基督。
And he continued to learn from Lord Jesus Christ.
所以他也充满着像基督那样子的顺服。
So he was filled with the submission of Lord Jesus Christ.
那在这个经节，保罗又提到说，是因为神的恩典让我能够这样付出。
In this verse, he also says he can give because of the grace of God.
他说不是我真的真的这么的这么的不能够不断付出。
It was not because he can continue to give.
他说这个第十节的最后一句话，他说这言不是我，乃是神的恩与我同在。
In the last part of verse 10, yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me.
所以我们也要追求被神的恩典来充满我们。
So we need to pursue also to be filled with God's blessings.
我们常常凭爱心为别人来代祷。
Many times we pray for others with love.
但是也不要忽略了，也要为自己祷告。
But we cannot forget to pray for ourselves.
因为我们很想要付出，所以我们也要不断的领受。
Because we want to give more, therefore we need to continue to receive.
领受神的恩典越多，我们能够付出越多。
When we receive more of God's grace, then we can give more.
所以保罗他不是只是在受苦，在付出而已。
So Paul not only suffered and gave.
他其实也是不断的来领受神的恩典。
He continued to receive the grace of God.
他甚至说是因为神的恩典，所以我才能够做出这些事情。
He says it was the grace of God. He was who he was.
所以我们一个愿意侍奉的人，我们也要继续的来追求神的恩典充满我们。
So for someone who wants to serve, we need to pursue to be filled with God's grace.
我们可以数算一下，我还缺少了哪些恩典。
We can count what grace do I lack.
那我们可以很有自信的来向神求。
Then with confidence, we can ask from God.
为什么说很有自信？
Why do I say confidence?
因为我们是立志要来侍奉神。
Because we determined to serve God.
那在这样的一个关系之下，我们求神的恩典来充满我们。
And in this relationship, we ask God to fill us with His grace.
再请看腓立比书第三章。
Let's read Philippians chapter 3.
腓立比书第三章十三节。
Philippians chapter 3, verse 13.
弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，是忘记背后，努力面前的。
13. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead.
14节，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。
14. I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
保罗他的整个人生是一继续不断的在努力，在往前进。
In Paul's entire life, he walked forward and reaching forward.
就个人的灵修，他不断的往前进。
In his cultivation, he walked forward.
对道理的认识明白，继续不断的在长进。
To the understanding of the truth, he continued to improve.
传福音的工作继续不断的在前进。
The work of preaching, he continued to reach forward.
对弟兄姐妹的侍奉不断的在前进。
To serving the brothers and sisters, he reached forward.
他甚至说他忘记背后，是努力往前进。
He says he forgets the things which are behind.
每一次都好像是第一次在做。
When he does things, he does it like it's the first time.
都是很用心的，很努力的。
With all his heart and his efforts.
那为什么他能够这样子？
How come he can do so?
如果从14节来看，就可以看到说他被盼望所充满。
If we read verse 14, we can tell that he was filled with hope.
他有的那一个最后终极的盼望。
He had the ultimate hope.
就是他所说的在基督里 从上面召我要来得的奖赏。
It was the price of the upward call of God.
那个将要领受的奖赏是他的盼望。
The price which is waiting for him, that was his hope.
因为他被盼望所充满。
Because he was filled with hope.
所以他现在所做的每一件事情都是必须的，都是有意义的。
Everything he does was necessary and meaningful.
为什么有时候我们做事情觉得没有什么动力？
Why is it sometimes we are not motivated?
没有动力做起来就没有力量。
When we're not motivated, we don't have the strength.
因为觉得没有那个价值跟意义的存在。
Because we don't find the value and meanings.
我们常常从小孩子的身上你就可以看到很明显。
We can tell from when we look at children.
他不是很想做的事情，因为他看不到意义跟价值。
The things they don't want to do when they don't see the value and meaning.
那所以我们必须要被盼望来充满。
So therefore, we need to be filled with hope.
像保罗这样子，他是充满着盼望。
Just as Paul was, he was filled with hope.
对将来的赏赐，他是确定的。
He was sure of his prize in the future.
当然这个跟他对主耶稣的认识有关。
Of course, this is connected to his understanding of Lord Jesus.
这跟他被主耶稣的爱充满有关。
It was because he was filled with God's love.
所以他对将来的盼望是活泼的，是肯定的。
So he was very confident in his living hope in the future.
这样子侍奉才能够持久。
That's why he can continue to serve.
这样侍奉才会越做越有力量。
So then, when he serves, he can have more and more strength.
今天保罗的盼望也应该是我们的盼望。
Today we have the same hope as Paul.
所以我们有没有被盼望来充满我们
？Are we filled with hope?
我们有没有看到那一个将来的永恒
？Do we see the eternal in the future?
我们必须要看见。
We need to see it.
我们必须要是很确定的。
We need to be sure of it.
这样子。我们的侍奉才能够像保罗那样子。
Then we can have the servitude as Paul.
那我们再请看以弗所书第五章。
Let's read Ephesians chapter 5.
以弗所书第五章十八节。
Ephesians chapter 5 verse 18.
十八节，不要醉酒，酒能使人晃荡，乃要被圣灵充满。
18. And do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit.
那最后的一个充满就是要被圣灵来充满。
Lastly, we need to be filled with the Spirit.
让神的感动，神的作为来充满我们。
To allow the movement and works of God to fill us.
因为这个神的工作跟神的爱有关系。
Because the works of God is from the love of God.
有时候爱它不是那么的具体。
Sometimes love is not very something we can see.
但是呢是可以感受得到的。
But we can experience it.
神的爱当然是可以很具体的让我们去体验。
Of course, we can experience the love of God.
但是这样还不够。
But that's not enough.
要被似乎是看不见摸不着的那种神的爱来充满我们。
We need to be filled with the love of God that we cannot see and we cannot touch.
有些人已经好久没有所谓的神迹在他身上了。
Many people, they don't have miracles on them.
有些人也好像很久没有神的恩典在他身上了。
It seems like they don't have the grace of God on them either.
但是他有没有神的爱？
But do they have the love of God?
他有，而且非常的强烈。
Yes, and it is very strong.
他对神的爱的这种体验，已经超越了看得见、摸得着的这些所谓的神的作为跟恩典。
His experience in the love of God is much greater than the miracles and works that people can see.
因为这个人被神的圣灵所充满。
Because this person is filled with the Spirit of God.
这个人身上充满着神的工作。
This person has a lot of works of God.
所以他被神的爱所充满。
Therefore, he is filled with the love of God.
所以这个是我最后一点要提出来的也是一个最重要的基础。
So this is the last part I want to mention, and it is the most important foundation.
在我们祷告里头，我们求神的圣灵来充满我们。
In our prayer, we ask the Holy Spirit to fill us.
在我们的祷告里头，我们求圣灵不断的很强烈的来感动我们。
In our prayer, we ask the Holy Spirit to continue to move us.
在祷告里头，我们求神让我们能够顺服，让神在我们身上工作。
In our prayers, we ask God to help us to submit and let Him work in us.
这样子我们才能够不断的从上头来领受。
Then we can continue to receive from above.
这样我们才能够带着软弱的肉体，却能够是刚强的。
Then we, with a weak flesh, we can be strong.
我们请看以西结书三十七章。
Let's read Ezekiel chapter 37.
以西结书三十七章第九节。
Ezekiel chapter 37 verse 9.
第九节，主对我说：“人子啊，你要发预言，向风发预言，说主神如此说：气息啊，从四方而来，吹在这被杀的人身上，使他们活了。”
Nine. Also he said to me, "Prophesy to the breath, prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, Thus says the Lord God, Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain, that they may live."
这本来是一堆的枯干的骨头。
These were dried bones.
那后来。长了肉，长了筋。
And later on, they have a flesh.
但是呢，还没有气息在他们里头。
But they still did not have breath.
所以只是尸体。
So they were just corpse.
所以呢，是极其软弱的。
It was extremely weak.
第十节。
Verse 10.
于是我遵命说预言，气息进入骸骨，骸骨变活了，并且站起来，成为极大的军队。
10. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath came into them, and they lived and stood upon their feet, an exceedingly great army.
这个神的工作在这些尸体上面来应行。
The works of God was done on these corpses.
结果呢，他们就第十节说，就成了极大的军队。
In verse 10, they became an exceedingly great army.
尸体是软弱的，是不能做什么的。
Dead bodies are weak and they can do nothing.
军队是刚强的，是能够做什么的。
But the army is great and can do things.
为什么会能够有这样的差别？
Why was there this difference?
因为有神的工作，因为神的气息进入他们里头。
Because the works of God, the breath of God came into them.
事实上，我们带着血肉之体，很多时候我们是软弱的。
And today with our flesh, we are many times weak.
但是我们为什么能够在神的国里头来侍奉？
But how come we can serve in the kingdom of God?
为什么我们带着软弱的躯体的这个肉体，但是我们却能够刚强的来侍奉。
How come with a weak flesh we can serve with strength?
因为我们身上有神的工作。
Because we have the works of God.
那神的工作不但让我们成为军队，而且是丰盛的。
The works of God can allow us to become an abundant army.
这个以西结先知，他是在被掳到巴比伦的人当中。
Prophet Ezekiel was a part of the captives into Babylon.
所以他看见国家自己的国家被打败了。
He saw his nation defeated.
不但被打败，他也被跟很多人一样被掳到巴比伦去。
They were defeated, and he was also captured to Babylon.
他看到国家的软弱。
He saw the weakness in his nation.
他看到国家是没有希望的。
He saw that his nation was without hope.
所以以西结书里头，神 让他看异象。
So in Ezekiel, God allowed him to see a vision.
让他看见软弱可以成为刚强。
He saw weakness became strong.
让他看到好像没有希望的是充满着希望。
He saw hopelessness become filled with hope.
看到好像是没有生命的，却能够拥有丰盛的生命。
He saw the lifeless receive abundant life.
我们请看以西结书四十七章。
Let's read Ezekiel chapter 47.
以西结书四十七章第九节。
Ezekiel 47 verse 9.
第九节，这河水所到之处，凡滋生的动物都必生活，并且因这流来的水，必有极多的鱼，海水也变甜了。这河水所到之处，百物都必生活。
9. And it shall be that every living thing that moves wherever the river goes will live. There will be a very great multitude of fish because these water go there, for they will be healed, and everything will live wherever the river goes.
哦，这里说水所到之处，所到之处充满着这个生命。
Wherever the rivers go, everything will live.
再看十二节
，verse 12，
在河这边与那边的岸上，必生长各类的树木，其果啊可做食物，叶子也不枯干，果子不断结，每叶必结新果子。因为这水是从圣所流出来的，树上的果子必做食物，叶子乃为治病。
12. Along the bank of the river, on this side and that, will grow all kinds of trees used for food. Their leaves will not wither, and their fruit will not fail. They will bear fruit every month, because their water flows from the sanctuary. Their fruit will be for food, and their leaves for medicine.
这个水所到之处，两岸的这些果树也是生命非常的丰盛。
Along the bank of the river, the fruit trees are filled with life.
就像最后一句话所说的，果子可以做食物，叶子乃为治病。
The fruit will be for food and their leaves for medicine.
也就是说，我们的侍奉可以带来果效。
It is to say that our servitude will bring forth food.
我们的侍奉让人得到造就。
Our servitude can edify others.
我们的侍奉让人得到医治。
Our servitude can heal others.
那我们是谁？
Who are we?
好，我们哪来的这种丰盛的生命？
How do we have this abundant life?
是的，我们能够丰盛到带给别人帮助跟造就。
Yes, we have such abundance that we can give others edification.
那这个关键就是这里所说的这个水。
And the key is this water mentioned here.
关键就在于神的工作。
The key is the works of God.
关键就在于圣灵的充满圣灵的工作。
The key is the fullness and work.Of Holy Spirit.
所以我们要侍奉，我们必须从上头来领受。
So if we want to serve, we must receive from above.
我们必须要被圣灵充满，被神的工作来充满。
We need to be filled with the Holy Spirit and God's work.
我们要帮助别人之前，我们必须要先帮助自己。
Before we help others, we need to help ourselves.
我们要造就别人之前，我们自己要先得造就。
Before we edify others, we need to receive edification.
那什么让我们能够胜过自己？
How can we overcome ourselves?
好，我们请看加拉太书第二章。
Let's read Galatians chapter 2.
加拉太书二章二十节。
Galatians chapter 2, verse 20.
二十节，我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因为信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
20. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by this faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
这个保罗说他已经跟基督同钉十字架。
Paul says he has been crucified with Christ.
也就是说他已经跟基督同死。
He died with Christ.
那一个被罪性所胜过的那一个救我，已经跟主耶稣跟基督同死。
The old self filled with sin has been crucified with Christ.
也就是说他自己已经胜过了这个罪性的捆绑。
So he has overcome the bondage of sin.
那为什么他能够胜过这个罪性的捆绑？
How was he able to overcome this bondage?
保罗说，我今日成了何等的人。
Paul says, I am what I am.
有神的恩典在我身上。
By the grace of God within me.
有神的工作在我身上。
By the works of God in me.
我被圣灵所充满。
I have been filled with the Holy Spirit.
我能够顺服圣灵的带领。
I can submit to the guidance of Holy Spirit.
我能够顺服接受圣灵的帮助。
I can submit and receive the help of the Holy Spirit.
所以他的生活就带着这一种跟主耶稣同死的记号。
So his life was marked with the crucifixion of Christ.
我们也都跟保罗一样接受了赦罪的洗礼。
Just as Paul, we have received the baptismTo remiss our sins.
但是在现实里头，我们那个旧人有没有死了？有没有埋葬了？
But in reality, is our old self filled with sin also crucified?
我们有没有让神的工作在我们身上来彰显出来？
Do we allow the works of God to manifest in us?
我们有没有被圣灵来充满在我们的生活里头？
Do we allow the Holy Spirit to fill us in our life?
能够像保罗这样子的顺服圣灵来致死这个身上的罪性。
Just as Paul, he was able to submit and crucify his sinful nature.
所以他的侍奉是非常的美。
That's why his servitude was very beautiful.
在他的侍奉里头，真的也让人改变。
In his servitude, people can change.
在腓利门书里头讲到两个人。
In Philemon, it talks about two people.
一个就是当主人的腓利门。
It was the master Philemon.
另外一个就是当仆人的这个阿尼西姆。
And the slave Onesimus.
那这个仆人他为什么能够从一个坏仆人成为一个好仆人？
So how come this slave can turn from a bad slave into a good slave?
他遇到了保罗。
He met Paul.
他得到了保罗对他的侍奉。
He received the servitude of Paul.
保罗曾经胜过自己。
Paul overcame himself.
所以保罗也能够帮助这一个人来胜过他自己。
That's why Paul was able to help him to overcome him.
所以保罗能够对腓利门保证这一个人现在对你是有益处的。
That's why Paul was able to guarantee Philemon that this person is beneficial to you now.
因为这个人身上跟我一样有神的工作。
Because in him there is also the works of God.
这个人可能以前对你没有益处，甚至对你造成损失。
Maybe this person did not benefit you before.
但是现在已经不一样了。
But now it is different.
因为这个人也被圣灵来充满。
Because this person is also filled with the Holy Spirit.
为什么我们必须要追求圣灵的充满？
How come we need to pursue the fullness of Holy Spirit?
我们最主要，我们工作最终极的目标，不是要救灵魂吗？
Isn't our ultimate goal and our works to save souls?
那我们真的能够去关心人的灵魂吗？
Can we truly care about other souls?
要拯救人的灵魂，其实是最大的付出。
To save others, it is the greatest giving.
在我们带领我们的朋友来信主的过程里头，我们就可以知道这当中有很多的付出。
As we guide our friends to believe in the Lord, we know that there is a lot of giving.
同样要付出，我们可以做选择。
And in the same way, we can choose.
我们可以选择那个付出比较容易的。
We can choose the easier way of giving.
通常要救人的灵魂，那个付出是最不容易的。
And to save souls, it is not an easy giving.
那保罗他们为什么可以做得到？
So how come Paul was able to do it?
因为他们被圣灵充满。
Because he was filled with the Holy Spirit.
他们身上充满着神的工作。
He was filled with the works of God.
我们请看《使徒行传》十七章。
Let's read Acts chapter 17.
使徒行传十七章十六节。
Acts chapter 17 verse 16.
十六节，保罗在雅典等候他们的时候，看见满城都是偶像，就心里着急。
16. Now, while Paul waited for them at Athens, his spirit was provoked within him when he saw that the city was given over to idols.
保罗只是在雅典在那边等人。
He was just waiting for someone in Athens.
但是他有一个不一样的心情。
But he had a different mentality.
他看到这里人很多，
he saw that the place is filled with people.
他又发现说这里的人这里又充满着这个偶像，
and he saw that the city was given over to the idols.
所以他心里就觉得他必须要他必须要传讲耶稣。
So he was worked up and he felt that he needed to preach Jesus.
他为什么做这样的选择？
How come he chose to do that?
因为他是一个被神的工作，被神的圣灵所充满的人。
Because he is someone who is filled with the Holy Spirit and the works of God.
所以侍奉的最终目标就是要多救一些灵魂。
So the ultimate goal of servitude is to save more souls.
我们真的能够去爱人的灵魂，因为我们被圣灵所充满。
We can truly love other souls because we are filled with the Holy Spirit.
圣灵的充满也让我们的心眼能够打开。
The fullness of the Spirit can also open our hearts.
让我们看到真正的价值跟意义在哪里。
So we can see true meanings and values.
通常这些是我们周遭的人所看不见的。
Usually others around us cannot see it.
所以有人会劝我们说你有信仰是好的，但是不要太热心。
So people may tell us, it is good that you have your faith, but don't be too zealous.
你不要太投入。
Don't put in too much.
这样会浪费太多时间，浪费你太多的精神。
You're wasting too much time and energy.
我们也不能够怪别人因为他还没有看见。
But we cannot blame them because they cannot see it.
那我们自己觉得怎样？
So what do we think?
我们也觉得我好像在浪费时间吗？
Do we think that we are also wasting our time?
我们是不是也觉得说，我是不是太投入了？
Do we think that we are putting in too much?
这在于我们有没有 被 神的工作、神的圣灵来充满。
It depends on whether we're filled with His Spirit and His works.
所以我们现在再唱一首诗，我们就来做祷告。
So after we sing a hymn, we will pray.
我们都有心来侍奉。
We will serve with our hearts.
那所以我们如何来准备我们自己
？So how do we prepare ourselves?
我们要做这几项的这个追求，追求被充满。
There are these things that we need to pursue.
我们追求被神的爱充满。
We need to pursue to be filled with God's love.
我们追求满有基督长成的身量。
To pursue the full measure of Christ.
我们追求被神的恩典充满。
To pursue to be filled with God's grace.
我们追求被盼望来充满。
To pursue to be filled with hope.
我们要追求被圣灵、被神的工作来充满。
To pursue to be filled with His Spirit and His works.
唱诗497首。
Let's sing hymn 497.
在教会的侍奉有一个很大的特点。
In servitude in church, there is a very important characteristic.
就像这个赞美诗所说的是，越侍奉越甘甜。
Just like this hymn says, the more I serve Him, the sweeter it grows.
在社会上，我们是追求把事情做好了、做对了。
In society, we want to do things right and do it quick.
那在神国的侍奉我们不但做对，而且要做得美。
But in the works of God, we need to do it right and do it well.
Beautiful.
Do it beautifully.
因为美才会带来真正的甘甜。
Because when it is beautiful, then it is sweet.
那怎样的侍奉是美的？
What kind of work is beautiful?
就是我们追求被充满。
When we pursue the fullness.
然后自然的做出来，自然流露出来的，那个是真实的，那个是最美的。
When it comes naturally, when it overflows, then it is the most beautiful.
所以我们不但追求多多来侍奉，而且要是那种非常美的侍奉。
So not only we pursue more servitude, but we pursue for beauty and servitude.
啊，我们现在就来做祷告。
And right now we'll pray.
啊，我们来追求这些的充满。
We'll pursue fullness.
啊，让我们能够有更美的侍奉。
So our servitude is more beautiful.
啊，让我们啊越侍奉越觉得甘甜。
So the more we serve Him, the sweeter it grows.
啊，我们要接受按手帮助祷告的，也可以到前面来。
If we wish to receive the laying of hands, please come forward.
啊，我们祷告二十分钟。
We'll pray for 20 minutes.